Mark it and cut it. That's all I'm going to say is mark it and cut it out of this episode.
You're ignoring the news.
Does your shirt say, I will drink your milkshake?
No, it says, I will drink you under the table. There's a coffee shop in Decatur and Tucker called One Cup. I think it's called One Cup. Might be called something. No, Corner Cup.
Yeah, okay.
And I generally will go there because their pastries are really, really good compared to, say, Starbucks. Plus, you can go sit down in Corner Cup and enjoy your coffee, unlike Starbucks, where they have all the tables wired up and they have all the chairs on top of the table. Do not sit here under any circumstances. We are Starbucks. Fuck you.
I liked it better when people were working on their screenplays that were never going to go anywhere. And
yeah, drawing. I saw the last time I was sitting down in a Starbucks, it was in Midtown, Atlanta, henceforth known as Wokeville. But you sit down and the guy was drawing a turtle and it was so amazing. I'm like, I'm never going to draw again. Fuck, this guy's great. But of course, I still draw poorly, but I don't care. I have fun.
Oh, stop it.
I just want praise. Just give me some praise. Praise, praise, praise. It is Monday, April 5th. That's the day we are recording. My wife and I finally, after living in this house since 2017, have a dishwasher and an ice-making refrigerator. How about that? Pretty cool.
Go get some ice right now.
No, I'm waiting for it to get colder.
Steph busted out her bootleg van t-shirt.
I love her bootleg van t-shirt. I wish we could all have one of those bootleg van t-shirts.
Well, you know, and you certainly couldn't sell it because I stole the artwork. So one of those things.
That's all right.
But it's famous, like, who
did the Rat Fink?
Rat Fink. Yeah.
We could appropriate it.
I tried to get somebody else that would, you know, who knew how to draw like a 70s van to, like, you know how you guys do me. Like, you'll entertain me and then it turned into some other shit. Then the next thing I know, it was a different shirt. And then I was like, fuck you guys.
What did it turn into?
I don't know. But it was something that I didn't think of. This is how it always goes. You go, oh, that's good. Cool idea, Steph. Cool idea. And then it's something else.
My favorite shirt is the Die Hard one where I look like a mongoloid.
Hey,
doesn't mean anything.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, exactly. I don't mean that. Stop it. It's not the 50s. I'm talking about, you know, Genghis Khan. I look like Genghis Khan. He's Mongolian. Maybe I should have said Mongolian. Whatever. Moving along. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So I got my fridge and, you know, we're done with that. And now we'll have ice cold beverages all time. I don't have to go to Chick-fil-A, but Jeff did throw me for a loop last week when he told me that Chick-fil-A sells their little nugget ice, which is like fantasy land for me. That is the best ice on the face of the earth.
It was a drive-through hack.
Yeah. But the only better ice is OK Cafe, which is a really, if you're not from Atlanta, it's a
way. Are people allowed to go there again yet?
Why wouldn't they be? Because of the fire?
No, they put up that All Lives Matter sign during the Black Lives Matter rally that was taking place in the parking lot there.
So you weren't allowed to go in after that?
No, people were boycotting the fuck out of them.
Oh, who cares? That means that you can go in there without a line. Yay! And get those awesome chips with the Maytag blue cheese on it. You ever had those?
No.
They have those deep fried sweet potato chips and then they pour the Maytag blue cheese. It's so good. And it's like the 50s in there.
Why is it Maytag?
I don't know. Because Mr. Drummond makes, or Mr.
Mr. Carlson.
Yeah, Mr. Carlson makes molesting Dudley. I'm going to make some blue cheese. So happy about that. But I didn't really do anything. I didn't watch anything. And when we get to later in the show and we talk about what we watched and everything, I only watched one thing. And that was to continue to watch Snowfall and continually thanking Steph and Jeff for trying to edge me into watching this, especially Steph, because she knew that I would love it. And she's right. It is such a great fucking show. I don't know why I sat on it. I do, because I'm dumb. And
you were edging yourself until you decided to goon.
Yeah. Well, the edging and gooning go hand in hand. No one laughed at that.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing a noise.
Whose phone's ringing? That's what that is, right?
That's exactly what it is. Somebody's texting me. I'm so sorry, you guys.
What is that, a Nokia?
It's pickle.
Remember the Nokia phone that even if you were like 20 feet from your TV, before you got the text or the call, the TV would go.
It was like Nextels. Remember those? Yeah,
that's what it was. It was
chirp, two-ways. Chirp,
yeah.
Chirp.
Yeah, the chirp. And you put that next to your brain and fry your fucking skull. But no, Snowfall's great. If you're not watching it, you should watch it. Especially, it's really in that vein of The Wire and The Sopranos, that kind of thing.
And I kind of wish I was in your boat where I could watch the season three finale again, like for the first time.
Why? Was it so good?
So fucking good.
Yeah, it really is. It's something else. It really is. And Jeff, you know, it's so funny is because Tim will text me stuff. Oh, man, Kevin. And it's been so long since I've
seen it.
Mm-hmm. Like, who the hell is he talking about? I had to like look it up and be like, oh yeah, Kevin.
He'll be caught up soon. By next week, he'll be going, man, Fatback, no.
You killed Fatback. Wait, you killed Cornbread. You killed Fatback. That's not a nice name for that guy, by the way. Fatback. That's pretty mean.
I mean, it kind of is pretty descriptive of him. I, you know, just to put it out there. Well, just to put it out there, I did watch King Kong just because you guys all talked about it last episode. And I did watch it.
You with Dustin or are you with me and Jeff?
Oh, Team Dustin.
Team Dustin.
Crap fest. It's a total crap fest.
It's a good team to be on. Dustin's a good guy.
It's, you know, there's so many things, but I'll just say two. One, they couldn't get a fucking poncho for this ape that they had chained to the... I mean, they just leave him in the rain, just the pouring ass rain. And they're like, he doesn't trust us. Why do you think he don't trust you? You got him chained in the rain. You couldn't even put a circus tent over him. I mean, my God.
Wait. That calls back to what Dustin said in the last show with how big he was. You remember in 1976 King Kong, they put him in the hull of an oil tanker. Remember?
Yeah,
that's where he sat in that hall and there was room for him. But anyway, continue. Sorry.
No, that's true. Yeah. So, and two, my other huge, huge gripe. This little deaf girl. My God, what danger will they not put her in? My God.
She puts herself in danger. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, let's take her on the helicopter.
They take her on the ship. OK, yeah. First off, that was already bad. Then we're sitting there watching and I'm like, Neil, they've got this kid taking her to the center of the earth. He was like, no, they don't. He goes, they fucking got this kid in there. Like, why would you take this kid to damn hollow earth? What?
Well, her mom signed the permission slip. So she was ready.
It was ridiculous. They could give a rat's ass about this deaf kid.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to get rid of him. Do you think that she's going to hook up with Skarsgård?
I don't care.
No. Yeah, that's her whole ploy. Just,
I like
just
him much better.
Not the girl, not the little girl, the mother.
I like Skarsgård much better as a beating rapist.
Oh, from Pretty Little Lies or whatever.
Whatever. Pick something that he's a rapist or he beats women in.
Yeah, pretty much everything except for maybe this and that HBO show about Iraq.
Yeah, stay in your lane. He's a beater.
Stay in your lane, rapey.
I mean, he's a hot raper.
I can't say that about a lot of people.
No, you can't. You can't say that about a lot of people. We were talking about that too. There's a scene in the first season of Snowfall. Is it the first season when
second with Carvel?
Carvel, yeah. And this really mean guy. They're trying to get information from another dude, and this Carvel guy takes the younger guy into a bedroom, and you think he's beating him. He's like, no, man, he's raping him. And it is brutal.
It's rough.
Yeah, I don't know. Those scenes don't necessarily enhance a show, but they do show you how terrible people are. Now, if you think about season three of The Sopranos, when Dr. Melfi gets attacked in the stairwell and she struggles over the course of the remainder of the season with telling Tony, and you're like, tell Tony, Tony will kill that guy because she knows who he is and where he works. He gets let out. You remember all that. But, you know, the struggle with her is, well, you know, if I get vengeance, then blah, 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 blah. But it's a good storyline. But boy, that was a brutal scene. So when I do a rewatch, I always skip that scene because it's really tough to watch.
Yeah, I don't like rape scenes. I mean, I don't think anybody really likes rape scenes except for rapists.
Well, that scene in the that pinball scene in that Jodie Foster movie was pretty good.
No, it was.
That was a terrible, man. That was brutal. And then, but she did get to, you know, kill them all, which was cool.
Oz was always good for that.
Hey, Fish.
Weekly.
Hey, Fish.
A lot of man rape.
Oh, I lied. Speaking of that actor, I did watch the fourth episode of Invincible.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as exciting as the first three, but it was a good bridge episode. I would like this. It was a good episode, but it wasn't as exciting. I liked it though. I liked that they go to Mars and they have to fight all those Martians.
Yeah, fun. I thought that was cool.
It looks like they are releasing them one by one.
Yeah.
Good. As opposed to the batch. I thought they were going to do three at a time, but I guess not.
Well, I'm glad of that because it gives you something to look forward to.
True.
I got something to look forward to. I get to watch a TV show on Fridays. Yeah.
They're doing the same with that Made for Love that I tried to get you guys all to watch.
I read the description and I'm like,
I'll watch it.
Ray Romano's character is hilarious. And his love interest on the show, you guys are going to die laughing.
Well, I love him, so.
Well, it's a sex robot, isn't it?
it's a real doll.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Does it look like Doris?
No, it looks like Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh, okay. Really?
Well, yeah.
From the 80s?
Okay, all?
Yeah.
I think all real dolls look like Beverly D'Angelo.
If not, they should.
Yeah. God, remember her when Hair, remember the movie Hair, the movie of the musical came out?
Mm-hmm.
She's in that. And that was one of the first movies that was when we first got HBO in my little town, our little town. That was one of the movies that was on constantly all the time. So you can see Treat Williams and everybody else who's in that movie. But Beverly D'Angelo, they go skinny dipping. And boy, when you're 12 years old, that's something. Hey, she's in Vacation.
She shows her boobs in Vacation, too.
Nah, well, Vacation, too.
No, the first one.
European Boogaloo. She shows him in the first one. I don't remember that.
I thought whenever Clark came up on her in the shower, didn't she show him in the first one?
That's two when they have the video recorder and then
somehow
it gets stolen and they go to Paris and it's a movie. She's in a porn movie. That's like the weakest of them. Still some funny moments. I like they keep running over Eric Idle wherever they go. That was funny.
Big Ben, Parliament.
Yeah. Big Ben, Parliament. I'm going to name this episode All Real Dolls Look Like Beverly D'Angelo. All right. So it's hot outside. So let's talk about summer. Listen, don't forget our Blockumentary t-shirt. A couple of you bought one last week, so we appreciate that. The link is in the description. Both the audio version, which you get on your podcatcher of choice, and also our YouTube channel, which is Dustin's baby. He kicks ass at it. He makes all the videos look really, really good. And, you know, even if you don't like watching podcasts on YouTube, if you're a listener, just go there, please, and subscribe, because we're trying to get up to 1,000. And that would be great. It would be absolutely great. And share it with your friends. If you know, it's easier to share a YouTube video than it is a podcast, right? It looks better. I'm pretty anal about sharing things if the link looks like crap and whatever. But share it. Tell your friends. You know, we're a bunch of Gen Xers. We're old and cranky. And we talk about shit we like and don't like. And I mean, what's better than that? And we do try to keep it apolitical, mostly, right? Don't we? I think we do.
Except for my Ted Cruz haircut.
Yeah, Jeff is really idolizing Ted Cruz. I don't know. But you could also say you have a Gavin Newsom hairstyle. Because Gavin Newsom, he's the governor of California who slicks his hair back. But he won't be governor of California by the end of the year. Or maybe. Who knows? Who cares? Follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth. Let's see. And if you do something really good, one of our top radios, Roby Neely, will give you a gold star. So if you see that, follow that account, because I like what he's doing with that. It's a positive thing in an era of negativity. So shout out to Roby Neely and the gold star that he's given to people. Dustin got a shout out on Twitter for something that from somebody we don't really hear from a lot. So I appreciated that. What was it the other day? Did you guys see it? Dustin, do you know what I'm talking about, Dustin?
On YouTube?
No, it was on social media, on Twitter. I want to thank Dustin for pointing out something, and I don't recall it, and I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, okay.
But whenever Rob Kearns was talking about the storyline in Captain America.
Might have been. Yeah, that might have been.
Soldier.
Yeah. Yep, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. And
like the comments. Keep them coming.
Keep coming, and post on Facebook. Give us your recommendations. Give us your staff picks. We are on Facebook. You'll have more fun in the Radio Shack, which is our group that Dustin also runs. And just until the end of April, if you sign up as a new Patreon member at patreon.com/Tim Andrews, you will get a thank you note and some stickers like you can see on this video right now. This is our Blockumentary sticker, which looks like the Blockumentary t-shirt logo that Pickle drew. And that's Steph's husband, Pickle, because he has a knobby weenie. I mean, wait, what? And it's salt. Is it salty or sweet?
It's dill.
It really depends.
Garlicky, sour.
Really do. Honestly, I can't remember.
Frank's pickle, Frank's pickle barrel ass. And so on and so forth. So let's move on here. Summer movies. We're going to talk about summer movies. Remember summer movies? We all do. We went to see them in 2019. Will they actually happen this year, or will you need to show your Gestapo agents at the AMC your vaccine passport? Let's see your papers. I think if you're not vaccinated, you should have to wear a virus cell patch on your clothing at all times. I don't really mean that, but there's a crop of summer films slated for release this year, which I'm calling 2020 plus one. The new normal is here forever. It's the forever normal. So get used to it. We're all going to have to live with it. So forget cramming into a theater with 300 people eating popcorn, goobers, drinking a gallon of soda, farting and coughing. And you will
poop in your pants.
Well, yeah, you can still poop your pants, but make sure you're wearing your mask.
You. That's good for you.
Yeah, when you got to roll, go down to the Old Navy to go in the back and you know, clean up, put new underwear and shorts on. Make sure you wear your mask at all times. But you and a select few can socially distance and enjoy, because this isn't Texas, and then we're not going to see the Rangers. Texas, by the way, today is the first day of, I think today's their home opener, and they're at full capacity. So that should be interesting to see what happens there. I'm sure they won't have a full crowd, but anyway.
Yeehaw.
Huh?
I said, yeehaw.
I'm going to be going there, not throwing out the first pitch, though. Your governor, Gregory Abbott. Is that his name, Gregory Abbott? Shake you down?
Would you be worried that you'd get COVID if you went?
Nah, man, I'm immune to COVID.
Why are you immune?
Because I'm in the Illuminati, and I got the vaccine for it before it even began. What do you think of that? I painted a picture of the virus. Look.
Is it riding a horse?
The virus is taking a shower. It's a beautiful picture of the virus. Taking a shower with Laura, my beautiful wife. And I got mad and I said, hey, virus, why are you trying to get in with Laura, my wife? And then he gave me the finger, which is weird because it's just got a lot of spikes. But then he stuck his hand out. Anyway, go.
COVID cook.
Go Texas. I'm a COVID cuck. That's another idea for a name show. But if you put COVID in the title, then YouTube will do everything to make sure no one sees it. So we'll just forget about that. But I am the COVID cuck.
Go the virus Texas. Ended up killing a lot more people than your wife.
Well, it was an accident. Both of them were accidents. But anyway, like I said, I got the vaccine for everybody. And, you know, you want some of my blood? Remember that?
Like some of that Bush blood.
Remember that when he was running against Frankenstein in 2004 and Frankenstein was talking about, you own a lot of forests, blah, 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 you know, with his bolts coming out of his neck that catch up all over everything. He and then they go to George Bush and he's flabbergasted, like, want some wood?
You talking about Kerry?
Yeah, Frankenstein.
It was Kerry and Edwards and they called him the Breck Boys.
Yeah, the ketchup. I call him Frankenstein McKetchup. I don't know, because he married that lady who was married to the old Pennsylvania senator who died in the plane crash. And she's, you know, the Heinz lady. So she's heir to the kid, you know, Heinz 57 fortune.
Right.
I have 56 of the ingredients that go into this. When I find the 57th, I'm going to offer. So anyway, let's talk about, there are summer movies coming out and this year, and it's up to you to decide whether you feel safe enough to go into a theater. The last movie I saw in a theater was the movie where the alligators in Florida, my wife and I saw, you know what I'm talking about? The
Crawl.
Crawl.
Yeah.
That is the last film I saw in the theaters, and it's been
a kick-ass movie.
It was good.
Good to see in the theater too.
Yeah, it was.
Impractical Jokers movie was the last movie I saw in the theater.
Damn. It's been forever. I mean, I don't want to go now.
You know, the last movie I saw in the theater was sitting next to you guys, the movie club.
Oh.
Oh, really?
That was a while ago.
Zombieland 2.
Zombieland 2.
Yeah. Well, maybe that was the last one I saw. I don't know. When was this? I forget.
That would have been like November.
Okay. So it was before the
19th.
Yeah.
The Impractical Joker movie was right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Mine was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's a good. Oh, I saw that in the. No, I did. Yeah, we did see that in the theater. Damn, maybe I'm just having selective memory loss because Crawl came out in May. So I don't know. No, I don't know. Shit. Fuck. I'm not even going to look. Don't care. You know, that's 2020 plus one. That is a year we're in. So this summer, and we'll go in order. I wrote them all down and you guys jump in and shout if you're going to see it or not see it. So the first one is Unholy, which is out now. It came out April 2nd. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is a struggling journalist who stumbles upon a series of strange events caused by Jesus's mother, or so they'd have us believe. Is it Jesus's mother or is it the devil?
What, Mary Magdalene?
No, Mary Magdalene was Jesus's wife.
I'm sorry. Duh.
It looks okay. I mean, I watched the preview. It seems like something that would have come out on Shudder.
Yeah.
You know, 2 years ago.
But well, it has quite a budget. You can tell that it has quite a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the special effects and everything. But I when I see him, I you know, if he has the beard, I just see Negan.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it looks like it's one of those, there's a little girl who's, you know, gotten the abilities of to grant miracles.
Like Benny Hinn or Oral Robert.
Yeah. From an X-Files episode.
Yeah. Benny Hinn.
But yeah, it looks all right.
Yeah.
If you like Negan, though, you should watch the season finale that just aired on Sunday of The Walking Dead.
I haven't watched that show in 3 years.
I know, but this was the Negan origin story that everybody's been clamoring for since they first showed him.
Hey, honey, I'm going to hit you with this baseball bat.
It showed the origin of the baseball bat, how he became Negan, what his real name is.
What's his real name?
Smith.
Mitch?
Smith.
His first name is Smith.
No, his last name is Smith. So maybe his first name is Negan, but they don't say.
I think his first name is Mitch. Mitch Smith. That's what I'm going to go with. Also coming out on April 9th, which is this week, Voyagers is a show about a guy with travels around with a device that can take him from place to place, portal to portal. He meets a Muppet with a striped shirt that he never seems to be able to change. And they just go all over the place.
Punky Brewster's brother.
Right. And at the end, he's playing a game with a gun that has a blank in it. Oh, it's terrible. Don't watch it. No, John Eric Hexum is not in this movie. This is described, by the way, all these come from Hollywood Reporter. So thank you to the Hollywood Reporter. We're just stealing your content. Hope you don't mind. Hey, I mean, it's out there. Voyagers is Lord of the Flies in Space. Neil Berger wrote and directed this movie about a young people on a colonization mission. You got Colin Farrell, Ty Sheridan, Lily Rose Depp. Now, is that Johnny Depp's daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks just like him in the face, doesn't she?
Yeah. She's been in some Kevin Smith movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's in Yoga Hosers.
Yeah. Yoga Hosers. And she's been in. She started her career at the same time Kevin Smith's daughter started hers. They went to school together.
Okay.
That's how he was able to get Johnny Depp in Tusk as well. And in both those movies, because, you know, their daughters are best friends.
Okay. Well, I watched the trailer for it. It looks pretty formulaic and Hollywoody, but I will watch it because it looks interesting.
Only in theaters? Or is it some of these?
Yeah, it will say whether or not you can see it in other places. This looks like it's in theaters only. And it's a cool looking story. Like, they have all these kids and they're raising them on this ship. It's going to take 80 some years to get where they're going. And they're giving them a chemical to keep them from having emotions. They figure it out, and then they start having emotions. So they start fucking and killing and fighting and all that stuff that you do when you have emotions. Well, except for the killing, we don't all kill. But that comes out on the 9th. Coming out on April 23rd, a couple of movies. The first one, Mortal Kombat, which is based on the video game. Now, there's already been a Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah, in the early 2000s.
Early 2000s, okay. I don't care. I mean, that game was fun. I don't know. I've never seen it. What's that?
I saw the previews for it, though. It looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those where they messed it up, you know, the other times they made it. It was just, it didn't hit with the audience. And this one, I think they spent years, you know, really building the fan service. So this one's going to have every little Easter egg that, you know, anybody that, you know, liked this game, you know, that they tried to fulfill everybody's desire when it came to what this movie is going to be about. And it looks nice, but it's still the same, you know, blood sport.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
I want to see the blood shoot out of him like it did in the Sega game. You know, all called cartoony.
Brutality.
Yeah. Get over here.
Get over here. That was the Scorpio guy, right? Scorpion?
Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get over here. That was a fun game to play, but I always ended up getting in a fight with whoever I played it with afterwards.
I love
playing. Because video games cause violence.
Just like you and I got in a fight after we played D&D at Boy Scout camp. Satan.
Playing games cause violence.
Yes. Here's one that comes out on the 23rd also. In the Earth, British-American horror film about a scientist and a park scout venturing into the forest during a pandemic. During the full moon, where Fauci comes out and covers you from head to toe with masks after he bites you and fills you with random vaccines. So that looks good. And May 7th, Wrath of Man. It's a Guy Ritchie movie with Jason.
Looks good.
It does look good.
But it looks good.
It looks awesome, but it's just like, yeah, I drive a money car. He gets out and just starts shooting people.
Yeah. That's the first time they've been together since Snatch.
Yeah, that's a good movie, but I had to watch it with
the subtitle on.
Yeah, Wrath of Man also stars Scott Eastwood, Post Malone, Josh Hartnett, and Hold McCallany.
That's crazy. Josh Hartnett, this will be the first movie he's been in almost a decade.
Wasn't he on that that really cool Monster TV show?
With
Penny Dreadful.
Yeah, I love that show. That was a good
that
show.
I think that was the last thing he did before this.
Josh
Hartnett. Big hiatus.
Yeah, he did. Or maybe Hollywood took one from him.
But I hope that God Scott Eastwood's been taking some acting lessons, because, I mean, he just cannot get by on looking like his father. It's like, yes, we get it. You're hot. Okay. But you got to bring a little something more to it. I mean, he's a terrible actor.
Then you can go hang out with Armie Hammer. He's going to have to try to find
Armie Hammer's a good actor.
Maybe see what they can figure out.
Yeah. For lesson one, don't try to eat people.
Do you think Armie could like Cyrano de Bergerac his acting career through?
Sure.
Like Roxanne, he's just sitting out in the front of the window, just
chewing on somebody's arm. Blood on his face. So that comes out on May 7th. Those Who Wish Me Dead comes out on May 14th. And when I saw that Angelina Jolie was one of the stars, it's a nope for me, because I think she's a terrible actress. Boring. But it is a Western from Taylor Sheridan. And Angelina Jolie stars as a survival expert tasked with protecting a teenage murder witness. Here we go. This one we talked about last week. Spiral from the Book of Saw comes out on May 15th. Chris Rock, Samuel L. Jackson. It's the 9th installment of the Saw series. Has everyone seen all 8 previous Saw films?
No, not all of them.
No, I think
I stopped after 3.
I might have stopped after 4 or 5, but I don't remember. It's like Police Academy, but...
The first one was the best one, because once you know the reveal,
yeah,
I mean, it's never going to get any better than that.
No,
that was what was shocking about it.
The one with the second one is the one that had the the pit full of dirty needles. That's the worst. I'd rather have my head torn apart by that bear cage or the bear trap cage than step on all that broken glass and needly stuff.
This one looks good, though, because I don't think it's the same. Like we were talking last week, I don't think it's the same Saw formula. It seems more like a serial killer movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made. Yeah, just the character is the same. Not the actual systematic, the way it's laid out.
Right.
It's different.
And how could you go wrong with Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson? Right.
I would like to see them play off of each other, because Sam Jackson plays Chris Rock's dad.
OK, so
that could be interesting. Hopefully it'll be funny. There'll be some funny parts.
Well, it does come out on May 15th. Here's go ahead.
I've arranged for all the Walgreens and CVS vaccine needles to be dumped in your backyard.
Oh, great. That'll really fuck up the dogs. Here's another instant nope for me. This one comes out on May 28th and also on Disney Plus. You can see it in the theaters or you could watch it at home. It is Cruella, Disney's live action 101 Dalmatians prequel starring Emma Stone as a revenge bent fashion designer. Thanks. Yeah, no thanks. Who is screaming out there for a prequel to 101 Dalmatians? Nobody.
Yeah.
Kids will probably watch it, I guess.
I hope at the end of this one you see the dogs fucking so that you see the mom.
Ew, God. that. Well,
I mean, you have to have a bridge between this one and 101 Dalmatians. So
you should do kids movies, reviews, Tim.
Yeah, I should. Right up my alley. I'm going to be watching a lot of kids movies in the next couple of years.
And at the end, the dogs are fucking, and it's really cool. Your kids are going to dig it.
No. You don't want to watch this Disney movie. All your friends are talking about it at your preschool. You're going to watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory for the 50th time with your dad. The special effects suck. Shut up. You can only watch the first three Star Wars films, and that's it. No more. Jeff, did I see correctly, speaking of Star Wars and as an aside, is the Thanksgiving, is the holiday special on Disney Plus now?
No, just the animated, the debut of Boba Fett. What's that called? The
that they showed in the middle of that, right?
Yeah.
The cartoon. Yeah,
the cartoon.
Section. Yeah. Which is why everybody watched that special. I mean, right. It's garbage, this garbage. And everyone looks so high, like they're all on coke. Carrie, Lou, it's great. Watch it if you can.
They were, I'm sure.
The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. I don't know which version, how many we are into The Conjuring, but I always like those movies, so I'll watch it. It's also going to be available on HBO Max on June 6th. Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson return as paranormal investigators. I think those movies are good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the fourth one.
I like the first two.
I liked the first two also. I didn't see the third.
I like the first one, and that was it. The second one with the nun, no.
Yeah.
And then the Annabelle crap, no, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But Scary the first doll. One, I think, is so good. The first one is like one of my favorite horror movies in the last 20 years.
It's yeah.
The crap out of me.
It's the second one was the British town that went to England.
Mm. And I think
the little girl in the chair.
I watched that 6-part miniseries from the BBC that was about that house and mm-hmm. that haunting, and it was so good that their movie was crap compared to that 6-episode miniseries the BBC did about it.
I didn't see that. What was that all about?
It's about that house, and it's the true story of the whole thing. It's what they tried to emulate in Conjuring 2, but they did it so much better in that BBC series.
Yeah,
I forget what it's called. It's called The Haunting of whatever the hell the name of that street. I'll look it up. I'll send it to you. But it's so much better. You would like it so much more.
Okay. Yeah. Send it to me. I'm taking your recommendations on everything from now on, by the way. Yeah. You're very fucking welcome. Here's one. I couldn't find it. I can't even do Stallone. I would love to be able to do Stallone. There's a Stallone movie coming out. I couldn't find a trailer for it. It's called Samaritan. It comes out on the 4th of June. Sylvester Stallone plays a long missing superhero. I did watch this trailer that said it was the Samaritan trailer, but it was some movie he did with Matthew Modine. So, and that wasn't the same movie. But what could it be about? Has anyone seen anything about this?
No. Oh.
And he plays a superhero, huh?
Yeah, the long missing. Yeah. She died of the lady cancer.
A young boy learns that a superhero who he thought to have gone missing after an epic battle 20 years ago may in fact still be around.
Yeah. Up and away.
Did you get to win this time?
Dang.
Is he going to fly? Are you going to fly around the world and bring Adrian back to life?
I'm going to go back in time and fix that pinball machine that Polly threw the bottle of the whiskey at his mouth.
Ooh, this is done by the same people that done Overlord.
Oh yeah?
Okay. That might be good.
Yeah.
I love Stallone. I like it when he gets something good. When they give him something good, I wish he'd do another Cobra.
Yeah, Cobra 2. Hey, I'm 78. Guess who I'm not gonna be fucking in this movie? I'm not gonna be fucking that lady with the butt hair.
You have Bridget Nielsen in it again.
You're too old. Yeah. Find a new Bridget Nielsen. Coming out on the 11th, also on HBO Max, In the Heights, the film adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's stage musical. The first one he ever wrote, I think he was in college, and he won a Tony for it. So that's pretty impressive, but it's still a no for me.
It's a musical, right?
Yes.
So no for me.
Anyone else?
I'm out.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, you like all those musicals. Musical man. No, I'm kidding.
Look at his hair.
I know. Look at it.
Probably watching Guys and Dolls before we started the show.
Ted Newsom. This one confused me when I was reading the title, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yeah, it's a sequel to the Hitman's Bodyguard.
With Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson, and Salma Hayek. I didn't see The Hitman's Bodyguard. Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
That was good. Yeah, I remember that now. That was the one you shot in Amsterdam. Like most of it was in Amsterdam, yeah.
All right, maybe I should watch it.
It's worth watching. Sequel.
It comes out on June 16th. I like Ryan Reynolds a lot, and I like Samuel L. Jackson a lot. I'll watch even really shitty movies with Samuel L. Jackson just because he's in them. He makes bad movies good. Here's one that's a definite nope because I've never seen any of the movies that came prior to it. F9 comes out on June 25th. It's the latest Fast and Furious film. Director Justin Lin and starring Vin Diesel and everybody else, I guess, that's in those movies.
Now, you guys filmed in 2018.
Right? You guys like those movies, right?
The last one I saw was Tokyo Drift. And that was like, I don't know, 7 movies ago. Mm.
I've never seen any of them.
You haven't either?
Nope.
Ah, sweet.
I saw the first one at in Florida in Universal or Disney. It was one of theirs. They had the premiere. So they had like all the cars out front.
Cool. Oh, that's cool.
And we watched it and it was okay, but I didn't really care for any of the sequels. I mean, even though they shoot pretty much all of the sequels in Conyers.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, there's a factory there that used to be a Japanese manufacturer for some, like, I don't know, computer parts or something. Mm-hmm. But they now are, it's like a 2 or 3 million square foot building. Damn. And they build like all the quarter mile shorts, you know, stuff. And they do all the car work and everything inside there.
The only reason I wanted to watch Tokyo Drift one is because it had the kid from Sling Blade. I like the way you talk.
They had that kid in it?
Yeah, he was all grown up.
God, the only movie I've seen him in other than Sling Blade was the one with Bill Murray and Robert Duvall. I'm Still Not Dead or something like that. You remember they shot it in North Georgia?
Oh, okay.
Good movie.
Yeah, he was okay in Tokyo Drift. I think he couldn't beat his accent. That's why his career didn't go.
I like the way you drive.
For real?
I like the way you talk to Carl.
Daggum.
Daggum.
So you picture that accent running amok in Tokyo in a foreign.
Now, Carl, that's not very nice. I didn't mean it as an insult, Jack Tripper.
Could you imagine Carl in Tokyo?
All them lights.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Reckon I'll take some of that udon noodles and mustard.
Mustard.
Put a little mustard on my udon noodles, please. I like my fish cooked. Y'all got any catfish in there?
You go to karaoke, Carl. What were you karaoke?
You ought not have done that to my little brother. You ought not to buried him in the yard. Mama fucked the neighbor and I killed him. Some folks calls it a Kaiser blade, but I call it a sling blade.
What would you use? Like maybe a samurai sword if you were in Tokyo instead of a sling blade?
I didn't say buy it. Sonny Chiba. This is ridiculous. Oh, oh my God. Hey, you guys sell lawnmower blades. See, there's so much, like, if it were 10 years ago, anyway, you'd be doing all sorts of voices and having fun, but no.
People are hovering. You were fine. There was just like one thing in there that I'd leave out, but I think everything else was good.
All right, don't talk about it anymore. I'll get rid of it. Okay. I don't remember what time it is, though. I don't know how long we've been doing this for. Did I really take that out?
No.
What?
I'll leave it in.
You were the one last week that were like, we're going to get my podcast canceled. It's going to get canceled. I'm like,
all right. We are totally cutting it out because of I don't want any people coming after me. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how long. Now I got to find it.
You listen to it and you think about it.
I got to breathe.
It was hairy. And I didn't like about it was when I took her pants off, it was pixelated. Now, if you watch that kind of porn, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Nobody has any idea what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. They pixelate all the genitalia.
Some, the Hello Kitty porn.
She was eating a raw octopus. Anyway, coming out on Hey America, fuck yeah. On July 2nd, Tom Cruise returns to the airplane in Top Gun Maverick. This is Pete Maverick Mitchell returns. It's Joseph Kaczynski's sequel. And I think I'll go see this. Now, this is a theaters only movie. I didn't see all of Top Gun in its entirety till probably the late 90s. So it'll be nice. I liked it. It was a good movie.
Would you always just stop it at the sex scene? Then you
quit? No, I just wasn't ever interested in it when I was younger. Because I was like, it's just one of those movies. Like, I've still never seen Pretty in Pink, and I need to watch it before I die, at least. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, if you got $39.6 million, you can buy his 360-acre Colorado ranch right now that he's got it for sale in Telluride.
Oh, yeah? No, thanks. Oh, if I had the money, maybe, but I don't have that kind of cash laying around.
I'm assuming he's got to liquidate his Scientology doozers coming in.
Yeah. No, I think he's set with them. Here's a movie for the family and the kids. Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, comes out on July 2nd. Computer animated sequel starring the voice of James Corden. God, how annoying. Is that
Brian Lynch, Dustin?
No, I don't think he had anything to do with this one.
Okay.
Yeah, he was, because he was, he's been working on the Secret Life of Pets ride that they have. And that's been his focus, which is, it's funny because that thing's been done for almost a year now, because it was done about right at the time COVID started.
Right.
And that's been on his plate. But
how was Peter Rabbit 1?
I didn't see it.
I wonder if it was darker, a little more murder in it than maybe this one.
Well, Black, I like it. It was very popular.
You saw it?
No, but it was popular.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Black Widow comes out in theaters and also on Disney Plus on July 9th. Scarlett Johansson as Natasha Romanoff. I don't know where it is in the timeline. So if somebody does, go ahead and tell me. I don't know where it is in canon with all these Marvel films or the TV shows. I do know I probably won't see
it. It's a flashback story telling what happened before she is teaming up with Tony Stark in the first Avengers movie, or the second Iron Man movie.
Okay.
So it would be like everything that happened to her as far as her training and the house that she was brought up in, the whatever their name are, they're like assassin breeders.
Yeah.
It also involves the group that she fought with before the Avengers, which is like a Russian version of the Avengers with, you know, that aren't quite as powerful. They're all kind of super soldierish.
You all watched The Venture Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the character they have on that show based on her, who's Molotov cock tease. Yeah, anyway. I highly recommend that show if you've never seen it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care about it. Here's another one I don't care about because I hate the premise of the films. I've only seen the first two. The Forever Purge return. The Purge returns on the 9th of July. The fifth and final installment. Yeah, right. There's never a final installment of any of these movies. As long as it makes money, they're going to keep making them.
And the show, is the show canceled?
I haven't seen anything on the show in a while.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they're right. There was a series. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. Hey, one day a year, you get to go kill and rape. No, thanks. I'm going to hide in the basement with a shotgun. Leave me alone.
Oh, like you don't want to kill something.
I don't want to kill anything. I don't.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't even like killing bugs. Like, there was a spider last night crawling around me with an egg sack on it, and it was outside. So I thought, well, maybe I should kill it. Cause I'm like, no, she's just out here living her life. She wants to find a place to, you know, fix her eggs. And I'm just going to leave her be. So hopefully that karma will come back to me. Right.
Yeah. That's a little different though.
Yeah. That karma
is disrupting nature and whatnot. That's different.
That karma is going to crawl in your mouth.
Yeah, you're sleeping. Yes. Shut up.
Crawl in your face while you're sleeping and lay all her eggs.
Yeah,
you'll get all your year of the spiders in one dose.
Thanks for letting me live, asshole.
Hey, yeah, I was outside early. You seem like a pretty good guy. I thought maybe you could take care of these 10 billion babies.
I gotta go. I gotta leave town. I'll be back later. Just feed them when you can. Now I'm all worried. I got to go back and edit. Anyway, Space Jam, A New Legacy. That drops on July 16th. You can go to theaters or watch it on HBO Max. LeBron James.
That looks really good.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to watch it. Never.
Yeah, the first one was real good.
First one was great. Michael Jordan was likable. He wasn't polarizing like LeBron. And when it comes to being polarizing, I don't like LeBron James. So moving on. Cinderella on the 16th. Kay Cannon's next generation musical adaptation of the classic fairy tale with newcomer Camila Cabello. I'm just going to say it. Cabello in the title role. Now, Cinderella fans out there, is this something you're going to watch? Is it something that you would watch if you have kids? Would you take your kids to see this? Is this a kids movie?
Been done so many times,
huh?
I mean, how many more times can you tell the story?
Well, they're singing it in this one.
unless they're not starting off with Nobody's Fool, then I don't want to see it.
Okay. This one looks thrilling. Dwayne Johnson stars as a riverboat captain, and Emily Blunt is a scientist in this remake of that movie with Sean Connery and Lorraine Bracco. Bronx. No, it's a Jungle Cruise, which comes out on the 30th of July, and it's an adaptation of a Disney theme park ride. So is this the beginning of a new franchise to replace the Pirates of the Caribbean? We'll see. I like The Rock. He's one of those guys that can make even a bad movie semi-watchable, so maybe it'll be.
Yeah, but how much can you do with a riverboat? I mean, the Pirates of the Caribbean, it was on the sea.
Yeah,
get all that going for you, but on the river, I mean, there's going to be what?
This is the vast Amazon base, you know, Amazon tributaries and things like that, and they're looking for some magic tree that'll grant eternal life or something.
Oh, so they're not going down the Mississippi?
No.
Oh, okay.
They run into an anaconda, and he gets at the people's elbow, and then cooks it. And
I just imagine him sitting at the front of the boat, you know, explaining what's going to happen next, and the big hippo comes up and then goes back down and comes back up and then goes back down and it goes around the corner and he talks about how he's going to go out that night, maybe hit some clubs. Anybody want to join him? He gets off at 6:30.
Join me at Universal later. I'll be on the Harry Potter ride. I take it you've been on the Jungle Cruise ride.
Yeah, a few times.
Mm. I have not. Old. It's a movie about me. It comes out on the 30th of July also, and it's M. Night.
You went to that beach.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a cursed beach that ages visitors.
Wow. Every beach, you get in the sun and you ages you like 5 years.
Maybe I'll meet Millie Bobby Brown there.
You should have called it Panama City.
Right. Redneck Riviera.
Yes. M. Night does good movies still. I think the worst
one might be good. I'll check it out. I mean, it sounds weird.
The worst one to me that he ever made was the one with the lady in the water. That was terrible. But I like I like Signs, and no one likes that.
I like Signs.
I love Signs. That was my favorite one.
Really? Yeah, I love it.
So Hitchcocky.
Exactly. And with Mel Gibson, you can't go wrong. Yeah. Unless you're Winona Ryder. James Gunn's DC anti-hero gang, The Suicide Squad. That comes out on August 6th. Also will be available on HBO Max. And that is a yes for me. I will be watching that.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
No, anything Gunn does, I'll watch.
Mm-hmm. Let's wrap this up. August 6th, Hotel Transylvania 4. It's a sequel, and it stars Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, and Selena Gomez. Don't Breathe 2 comes out on August 13th. That Stephen Lang returns as a lethal blind man now living in a remote cabin, raising a young girl.
Don't Breathe 1 is the shit.
Is it? I mean, what's it even about?
Oh, my God. It's these kids. They're little asshole kids. They're breaking into this dude's house because they heard that he's blind, and they're figuring it'll be an easy score because he can't see and shit.
Oh, I've seen this movie.
Yeah, isn't it intense?
And it's in Detroit, so exactly. That's how they're able to, you know, there's so many people not there, and they're just cherry picking people to rob.
Yeah, they think that they've hit an easy mark, but what they don't know is, they've just entered the spider's lair.
Mm-hmm.
Also on August 13th, you got Free Guy, which stars Ryan Reynolds as a character living in an open world video game. I'm sure that'll be entertaining. Here's one that I'm definitely going to see. I love Aretha Franklin and I love Jennifer Hudson. She's a great actress and she's very talented and a good singer. And she's playing Aretha in a biopic called Respect. And
I want to see that.
I do too.
Shot here in Atlanta.
Everything is right.
That one was
for now. Although I hear Mark Hamill won't be returning to Georgia to film Corvette Summer 2. So that's a sad thing. Shit. Here's a no for me. Another boring Tom Hanks movie. He's the last man on earth. Ah, I'm the last man on earth. What's he going to do? Fuck a soccer ball. Anyway, volleyball. Bios is the name of that movie. Paw Patrol, the movie, comes out on August 20th. Okay. I'm sure I'll have to see that in the next year or two. Reminiscence, Lisa Joy sci-fi thriller with Hugh Jackman, Jackman as a veteran hired by Rebecca Ferguson to help her relieve a past. Whatever. Looks good. It's on HBO Max, August 27th. Here's a reboot, I guess. Candyman. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the original so much. I hope this is good. August 27th. The original Candyman was awesome. Please don't mess it up. The trailer, is it out? I think I've seen the trailer. You guys like
it? It's been out.
Yeah.
One's one they pushed back for almost a year. So yeah, the trailer's been out for months.
What, Steph?
And I think Tony Scott, isn't he in this too?
He has a cameo, supposedly.
Tony, yeah.
I wish he was in it the whole movie. But anyway, can't get everything you want. Not even in Japan. And then last but not least, the Beatles Get Back. Peter Jackson's documentary of the making of the 1970 album, Let It Be, comes out on August 27th. That's probably something I would venture into a movie theater to see. So, and that's your summer movies, 2021. I don't know what the blockbuster is going to be. We won't know until the end of the summer. King Kong, though, Godzilla versus Kong has proven that people are itching to go back to the movies. It's the biggest selling film in the last 2 years in theaters. So that's amazing. Good for them. Even though Steph hates it.
Not just me.
Well,
no.
And Dustin, you guys hate everything.
That's so not true.
No. But it is good to see that people are like, you know, I want to go see this movie in a theater. I mean, in the middle of the pandemic, Eric went and saw, and my boss, Eric, if you're not familiar with what I do Monday through Friday, went and saw Tenet in the theater on the big, what do they call it? The IMAX. Yeah.
Do you like Tenet?
He did. He said it's really difficult to understand what's going on. So I'm writing myself a note.
Yeah. I tried to watch Tenet and I couldn't follow it.
Yeah.
After like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you wait for the kick? Wait for the drop?
Yeah.
The drop?
Whatever the hell it is.
Oh, God. All right. So we'll take a break and come back and really quickly tell you what we watched. Mine will be very fast. All right. Now I'm going to thank our sponsors. We have two sponsors. They've been with us for a long time, and they stuck with us throughout the first year of the COVID pandemic. We don't know how long it's going to last this year. So let's just say the first year, and we hope that it won't go on much longer than that. But anyhow, I want to thank Mike Hall and Atlanta Pizza and Euro. Serving Conyers in the East Metro Atlanta area since 1983. Mike Hall and his staff truly appreciate your business and thank you for your continued support during the year that never happened or we wish never happened. When's the last time you guys were out there?
We all went out there when they opened. Yeah.
Well, I've been out since then a couple times. Mm-hmm. But didn't we recently have a listener show up there?
Yeah, Tim went out there.
Yeah, Tim Allen, he goes out there weekly.
Oh,
okay. I think he eats lunch a couple of times a week out there. He's a great radio.
If you go out there, and I notice that some people do this, if you go to Atlanta Pizza in Euro, post on our social media, either in the Radio Shack or on our Facebook page. Let us know that you were there, and we'll give you a shout out for in both of our sponsors.
Get their Greek salad. They make their own dressing, and it is out of this world.
And cannoli. Get the cannoli.
Get the cannoli, yeah.
Leave the gun at home. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is open for dine-in services, or if you prefer, you can give them a call and place your own takeout order. You can also order online for pickup or delivery through their website at AtlantaPizzaEuro.com. Com. And I've made a decision when it comes to this kind of thing. If I'm going to order something and the restaurant doesn't deliver, I'm going to go pick it up because I'm sick of Uber and their Uber Eats or any of those things. They take their middleman cut. Then you got to tip the driver, which I don't mind doing that at all. But a lot of times they screw your order up and then you're left with nothing. And plus, restaurants kind of get fucked by those apps. So if you can, do whatever you can to just go pick it up. That's what I'm going to do. Visit them on Facebook or leave them a positive review on Google as it helps their business continue to grow. And our other sponsor, I would be remiss to leave him out. And that would be Brett Perkins and his business, LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They have all your construction printing needs, commercial or residential, in Athens since 2000. Let me scroll this up so I don't say it wrong. 2005. I didn't want to give them 2 extra years. With fast turnaround and affordable prices. If you're in the market for something that he has to offer you, call 706-316-9366 or email at athens@ldiline.com.
And I know Brett personally. He's a hell of a guy. And he has great taste in movies and comedy. And yeah, you should totally do business with him if you're building some shit.
Hell yeah. Call, goddammit.
He should come on the show sometime. Tell us about
he should.
Backpacks and shit and tell us about his business.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that. Hey, if you're out there and you'd like to be a sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, just hit me up. We'll figure it out. All right. So I'll do mine first, what we watched in our staff picks. First of all, I don't have a staff pick. Second of all, I only watched Snowfall and I went over to our friends Sean and Lisa's, and I watched Invincible with them, the fourth episode. And look for a Mike TV about the Invincible series in 2 years.
It'll take 2 years for them to recap the first 4 episodes.
I know, but then they got to wait a year to, you know, they're really on top of it. Dean has another podcast, but I forget what it's called. You guys,
Hyperdrive.
What's that about? Like Starfix?
I haven't listened yet, but it's in
my queue. You. It is in your queue. Okay. I have subscribed to it. I just haven't listened to it yet. But if you're a big fan of Dean, well, you can listen to him on Hyperdrive. What's better, Hyperdrive or Mike TV? You wouldn't know. Has anyone?
I haven't listened to Hyperdrive. I've only listened to Mike TV.
I listen to Mike TV because I have to put it together. So that's a good podcast. I'm not even facetious about that. They do a good job when they get around to doing it. And that's it for me. So whoever wants to go next, go next.
Mine's super quick too. I've already talked about pretty much the everything I watched. I watched Unhinged, that Russell Crowe movie.
Yeah, how was that?
It was pretty good.
Is it woke? Is it woke? Because it looked
I just wasn't pulling for the chick. She should have just apologized. So she kind of deserved everything
it's a road rage, right? He gets mad at her and chases her.
Well, she doesn't know is that, I mean, at the very beginning of the movie, he has just killed his wife and her boyfriend. And then he's on the lam, and then she honks at him while they're in traffic. You know, he just kind of pulls up beside her and was like, you know, you could maybe just say you're sorry, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, meh. Me, me, me. And then it ensues. And I was like, what do you think is going to happen?
So he killed his family and he's on the road and he gets mad at her?
Yeah, he kind of projects everything that he just went through onto her. It's very unbelievable, most of it anyway. And it's not even really all that satisfying. I wouldn't even really recommend the movie.
Okay.
Plus, you know, he's such a, you know, it's like he's the fattyator now. See him.
Joaquin Phoenix stab him in the side at the beginning of the movie.
I wish if Commodus would have popped up in this thing, it would have been way better. But anyway, it's all right. It's not terrible. And White Boy on Netflix. I listened to the podcast when it was out like a year or two ago. It was so good. And now they got the documentary on Netflix, and they've had a scripted movie about it too. I mean, just the story is so great and so hard to believe that this really all happened. So I highly recommend White Boy. If you don't know anything about the story, it's White Boy Rick. Just look it up. It's crazy. And my staff pick is Nassim Pedrad. Is that how you say it, Jeff?
Yeah.
So she's playing a 13-year-old boy on a new series called Chad on TBS.
I'm going to check this out. It looks like it's going to be pretty funny.
Yeah, but it looks pretty
cringe,
silly. Yeah, it looks cringy. It looks silly. And she, I like her as this little boy with her little hair. She seems like a little fool.
Didn't she play a little boy on SNL?
She did sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, she's a good actress. She's very funny, too. I like her.
She is. And I just the whole premise of it seems kind of funny. So that's comes out tomorrow, April 6th, on TBS at 10:30.
Oh, before I did record it, and I want to know if anybody watched it. The return of Elliot Stabler to the SVU universe. Anybody watch those on Friday?
Did not watch it.
I've got it recorded too. I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, because you have to watch the regular long first. That right. Anyway, okay.
Let's see. I watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It was a good episode. It was more with Zemo. And it was pretty much a Zemo episode, but it kind of set up the split as far as, you know, they're taking a more direct illegal route to find an answer, whereas the new Captain America's, you know, got the military behind him. And so you can see where they're kind of splitting and where the line's coming in between those two.
More importantly, but did the Falcon get the loan for the boat?
No, not yet.
Not yet. And right. Yeah, it's funny they even brought that up.
Hopefully soon.
They bring it up again in this episode. The wife,
yeah,
they're undercover, and he's supposed to be playing like this pimp guy.
Yeah,
and the wife calls in the middle of it, and he has to take the call in character as the pimp.
Oh, God. Like,
yeah, they make him do it on speakerphone. Yeah, just to prove he is who he's supposed to be.
And she's like, I need that money for that boat.
His sister, not his wife.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The sister.
But it's okay. Still good.
We'll sorry, I brought it up.
Also watched
Invincible. I hope by the end of the season he gets his boat. Not like he can just fly in his uniform and scoop up all the shrimp himself.
Dropping them off.
Nope.
Watched Invincible too. It's good. Loving how it's coming out. I wish they would you guys like. I like having at least two or three to watch at the same time, but I guess I get used to watching one a week. I watched a movie on Prime called Cold Skin.
I've seen this. Tell me about it.
I watched it a few years when it, I think it came out in 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. And I watched it on like a torrent site, and it was really bad quality a few years ago. But I rewatched it again, not realizing it's what it was until about halfway through it. But yeah, really cool movie. It's got Ray Stevenson, in it. And he plays like this lighthouse keeper. And there's a guy that shows up to be the new weather. I guess this is in 1916 on this little island. And there's a story where these creatures come up at night and swamp the lighthouse. And it's like a nightly thing, and they've got to fight them off. But it has an interesting twist as to why they're attacking the place. But it's also like this really odd love story, between humans and I guess mer people would be the closest thing to describe it as. But real interesting movie. If you feel like that weird, kind of the lighthouse kind of, you know, it's like a more of a straightforward version of the lighthouse with creatures.
Okay.
Staff pick is going to be Synchronic. It comes out on April 16th. It's got Anthony Mackie. It's kind of very similar to the Outside the Wire or Outside the Line that he just did. It's kind of one of those near future military movies. And
I've just seen this. It's good.
Yeah, it looks pretty neat. So
you saw it already?
Yeah. I saw it a while ago.
It looks like it has a good cast.
There's like this drug that allows you to go back in time.
Does it turn you into a falcon?
No.
Oh.
That's pretty cool, though, because it lets you go back in time in the exact spot that you're in.
Oh, neat.
So if you want to go back to like a certain event, you got to go to where that event happened.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love time travel.
Pretty neat concept.
Check that out. Thanks, Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
Ife?
Let's see. I watched Hysterical on FX. That was a documentary about the female comedians. It was pretty funny. Kind of sad.
Why was it sad?
The stuff that happened to them and
how these
comedians were treated and stuff. Like that one comedian that called Harvey Weinstein out at the comedy show. She basically got blackballed or whatever, or they tried to blackball her from Hollywood and stuff.
Why? Just because she's like tried to rat out that scumbag?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
And just all the stuff that happened to these girls, like they have a hard time getting
hanging out with Louis C.K.
Yeah, getting started in comedy. They can't because of the male comedians.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. Women dominate
comedy. Yeah. It's better now. Resident Alien season finale was good. Did you watch that, Dustin?
No, I haven't. I'm still a few behind on it.
Oh, okay.
Going to catch up this week.
There's a fucking huge twist right at the beginning of the finale that I did not see coming at all.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. I won't ruin it for anybody. I'm watching The Irregulars. I think that was Dustin's staff pick.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 or 6 episodes in on that. It's pretty good. It's like one of those typical British Netflix shows about like friends of Sherlock and Watson that help them solve crimes. And there's all kinds of supernatural shit going on. Watch The Walking Dead season finale. Here's Negan, it's called. It's the origin story of Negan. It was really good. This was one of those bonus episodes.
How many seasons are left?
There's one season left, but it's like 22 episodes, and I'm sure they'll split it over
2 years.
Two seasons, yeah.
Wow.
I watched Pennyworth season 9. Some Bruce Wayne action going on.
Season 9?
No, it's episode 9, season 2.
I'm like, what happened in the last 7 years?
No, season 2, episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Wayne's coming.
Oh, boy. The real Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
I'll probably get back into it.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. My staff pick is going to be Thunder Force, that Melissa McCarthy, where she's the superhero that was filmed here in Atlanta before the pandemic started, comes out on Netflix.
I like Melissa McCarthy a lot, and I like Octavia Spencer.
On the 9th, yeah. I think this movie looks pretty funny. But Ben Falcone wrote it, so.
Yeah.
That's her husband.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be worth watching.
You know, she did that movie with the guy that was used to be affiliated with the Muppets, and everybody hated it, but I thought it was funny as shit.
Yeah, that movie was hilarious. So,
I love that movie, the drama she did last year. The one where she's the writer.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, but I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
And it was written by her husband too, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he wrote that one or not, but that
he did. I thought he did. I thought they wrote it too. And I think this other one that you mentioned, your staff pick, I think that's the second one. I may be wrong, but I think that's what it is. They wrote both of them.
Her old TV partner is doing diabetes medicine commercials.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Hey, take this diabetes medicine. You can eat whatever you want. I can't do it.
Billy. They must have backed a fucking Brinks truck up to his house to do that shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Good for him. I mean, making money. I mean,
he's on that CBS sitcom, the Bob Hart's Abishola or whatever.
And that does well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does really well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for him. I always liked the guy. Can't get him to come on the podcast, but
maybe get his brother who owns that pizza place.
What pizza place?
His brother owns a pizza place in Florida that I've been to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we don't need one. How's your pizza in Florida that we can't get?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, guys. Steph, before we wrap up, tell us about what's going on at barkville.org.
Well, this week they have put
out... Or is it barkvillerescue.org?
It's barkvilledogrescue.org.
Thank you.
Put out an impassioned plea this week for anybody that would possibly give us a foster home. We've got 3 dogs right now that we have in boarding, and we can't afford to keep them in boarding and also take in new dogs. So they're trying to get anybody that would give one of these dogs a chance, and they're all cute, big goofballs. And so if you have some room, you wouldn't mind maybe giving them a shot, even if it was for a few weeks, just so that we could buy us some time that we wouldn't have to shell out the money. Or you can, you know, buy some raffle tickets. I think, Dustin, you shared it into the Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Yes. So I really appreciate it. And I think Eric Malmstrom said he's going to buy some tickets. He's always good for donating and helping out. I really appreciate that. There's so many of the radios have
our helped listeners out. Are awesome, man.
Yeah, they've helped out so many times, and I really appreciate it. So, but anyway, if you want to foster, if you want to donate, if you want to adopt, go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Woof.
Keep it canine.
Keep it canine, and as always, remember to
keep it canine
and all that. Hey, we want to thank our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers. Those are the people who come in at the $25 or above. If you don't do that, you know, of course, we mention you in the YouTube video. You see a thank you that Dustin's put together. But these are the people that have been with us the longest and have donated the most over the years, and we appreciate all your help. And we break them up with radio terms, starting off with the general managers. And those are the folks that have been with us 4 years or longer. We have Eric Malmstrom, who's been with us since October 2016. Keith Tate, also October 2016. In fact, I think these guys are the, they may as well be the owners of the radio group, don't you think? Because they've been with us longer. Oh, and throw Matt Carter in with that. He's been around since November 2016. And our most recent winner of Danger Zone, Chad Shepard, who's been around with us since October of 2017. I'm going to send them. No, he's not getting a shirt until we get the. No, I'm kidding. I don't want the red. I don't want the red box troll doll. I want him to have it. But now our program directors. Those are folks who come in at 2 to 3 years. We have Sean Hall from April of 2018. We have Mike D, August of 2018, and John Sutherland, December of 2018. And all three of those guys, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Well, then we got our DJ, Spin It Up the Hits, up to 2 years or less. Spin It Up the Hits, that's right. There we go. We got Tim Slayton, who's coming in at number 5 on the list, 2019. He's been around. We got Brian Smith, who I have been manually dropping his name in wherever in the podcast because we had to record the new one. But thank you, Brian Smith, and Chelsea as well. We have Chris Chandler. Not the quarterback for the Falcons, but a different Chris Chandler, since December of 2020. So thank you very much. Todd Ellis from January of 2020. So he's been with us a little over a year. Roby Neely, who's been with us, who's also a champion of, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to do a championship battle between the people who won Danger Zone. More on that later.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. We have a tournament of champions, sure.
Yeah, and then eventually when we all die like Alex, they can take over the show. and a special shout-out to our assistant producers, Emily Warren and Buck Monterey. Buck coming in December of 2017 and Emily Warren coming in May of 2018. So thank you guys very much. And like we said, if you want to be a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member, just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews.